down. And now hear a sweet sound, saying, I'm a pair and receive a crown, but I don't deserve such mercy and grace. So here's what I'm gonna do when I see his sweet face. I'm gonna lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down, for he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then I'll sing hallelujah, my joyous complaint, when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. All the good things I've done seem so little to me. If not for his love, oh Lord, where would I be? So lost without hope, no future in view. When I see my Lord, oh, here's what I want to do. I want to lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down, for he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then I'll sing hallelujah, my joyous complaint, when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. When I was in trouble, so deep in sin, I had no hope, no joy within, but Jesus come in and gave me sweet peace. Here's what I'm gonna do when I see his sweet face. I'm gonna lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down, for he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then I'll shout hallelujah, my joyous complaint, when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. You know what that crown is?
Yes.
I tell you what Brother Junior believes it is. It's going to be that new body.
Yeah,
I'm going to bow down at his feet and thank him forever and forever,
you're
brother.
Out, Lord.
For a new man, holy. Yep. That soul, brethren, is asleep in Jesus today. God's going to bring with him.
Yes, he is.
And God's going to raise that dust wherever it might be. They may be one particle on one end of the world and another particle on the other end. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, there's a God that's able to bring it together. Yeah. He told the old writer of old, he said, prophesy unto these bones. He was into a valley of dry bones. And he said, they were very dry. They were very dry. And they had no sinew upon them. And he said unto Ezekiel, he said, prophesy unto these bones. He said, oh man of God, can these bones live? Oh, thou knowest, God, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest where these bones can live again. God said unto the prophet, prophesy unto these bones. Listen, and he prophesied. And there was sinew come upon them. There was bones come the bone. I believe the ankle bone and the thigh bone and the knee all come together to make the man again. It was a type, brethren, of a resurrection. There was two resurrections here, brethren, that they was had in mind, Brother Lonnie. It was not only the natural, but he was talking about a spiritual resurrection. And so the day, brethren, he said, prophesy, son of man. Listen, and he prophesied, and they, and the sinew and the skin come upon them, and they laid in the valley a great army, brethren. Listen today, God. Listen, said unto the prophet, prophesy unto the wind, brethren, and blow upon them that they may have bread. Brethren, today I was a dead man. Listen, walking around, I didn't have no life. And I want you, children, today, if you don't know the Lord, I do understand you're dead and trespassing and sin. You're going down to a devil's hell. But thanks be to God, he's got a prophet to prophesy unto you of the truth that is set forth. Brethren, Jesus is the breath of life to every man that will believe upon him. Brethren, listen today, listen, and the wind blew, and there was life come into these bodies. Brethren, this is the whole house of Israel. Listen, he said, our hope was long. We were very dry. They'd sold themselves for naught. Brethren, and went after river, ungodly idol, God. Brethren, this nation that we look at, they're sold themselves for naught. Brethren, but I pray, God, remember the righteous in this land. For they're always going to be sinner men. Listen, and ungodly people in this world. Brethren, I believe the children of God, the Lord is always going to take care of them, Brother Lonnie. God is always, I heard the old writer saying, was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. I want you to know, brother, God's going to defend for his own. Listen to the day, what he said, in that day shall God, his foot shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. And I want you to see where he's talking about, brother. He wasn't talking about at the end of the world. It was the end of the law, where the life was going to be in, brother. In that day shall he stand on the Mount of Olives, and the mount shall cleave in the midst of it, brother. Listen, in that day living water shall go forth from the hinder sea to the former sea. Listen, in summer and in winter shall it be in that day, brother. Every mountain was going to be brought down, and listen, the valley was going to be filled. He said, I'll make the rum places smooth. I'll make the place for you a place of similitude, a place of quietness. I'll create Zion, brother. Listen, blessing the day, brother. Walk about her. Consider her palaces. Her bulwarks are beautiful. The way of the Lord is great. And who can defend, listen, and fight against him? Who can overcome him that's got the sword in his hand, brother? Has got your life in his hand today. And say that I'll write your name upon my book. I'll put them in green in the palm of my hand. Who can take them from him, brother? He made the way for you. Fought as he said I did in the day of battle, brother. How did he fight for the children of Israel? Listen, he called the Red Sea, the swing open, brother, and stand and congealed the water that they could not move, brother. Called the wind to blow all night and dried up the ground. They crossed the river dry shod, brother. Listen today. This is the God that I want you to believe in today. This is the one that spake unto Moses and said, stretch out the rod. Listen, children, today. And the water, when the enemy begin to sail, let's go after them. We can cross also. But in the midst of the water, brethren, the water, let down thy rod, Moses. The waters came together, and Pharaoh and his army was killed and drowned in the water. And they tell me, the world, the devil's always trying to tell a lie, you know. They say that the waters on that day was only 3 feet deep. I said, well, think of this. He drowned the horse and his rider in 3 foot of water. Friend today, no man can overcome God. He said, I set before you an open door, and no man can close. I stand with outstretched arm. He's a beckoning unto you. Won't you come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden? Is your heart heavy this morning? Is your mind troubled in this world? Are you have fear in your heart? You know what fear is this morning, brother? It's torment. The day. If you have fear, it's torment. But I want you to come to the one that's got peace to give unto you. Listen what he said, Brother Lonnie. I never give you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind, brother. Yes, that's what God has to give unto you this morning. And he said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never pairing. Here we have no continuing city, but we seeking one to come, brother. I'm looking for the place where our builder has went on before us, brother. He's on the right hand of God. He said, in my Father's house they are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I'm going away, and if I go away, I'm going to come again. I'm going to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm not waiting to be saved. I've been born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of that incorruptible this morning, that lives and abides forever. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I want you to know this morning, if you've got the blood applied to your heart, you have eternal life abiding right down with him. And if you don't have him this morning, listen what he said. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon ye. Learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And you shall find rest for your soul this morning. Morning. There is no rest in the world, people. There's just trials and tribulations, troubles on every hand. But in Jesus' Jesus this morning. There is peace unspeakable. He said, I'll call my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. My peace. I'll call the flow like a river. Yeah. Do you ever feel the river flow? Do you ever taste all the streams of God, brother, as it flows through this city here below? He said, I saw the river, brother. The old writer said, I saw a pure river of water that proceedeth out of the throne of God, out of the Lamb, brother. That was the one that stood on the Mount of Olives, brother, and under his feet, brother. Wherever he trod, the wicked must stand back, brother. There'll be a way in the wilderness. Listen. He said, "Hello, I come in the volume of the book." He came out of the wilderness, brother. He said, "Who is this I see coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?" Where was Christ hid, brother? They drank of that rock, and that rock was Christ, brother. Right down in the wilderness land, and they leaned upon his everlasting arm, brother. And I love what God said in the book of Isaiah. And he said, my own arm had brought salvation. Listen today unto him, brother. On unto us that would believe, brother, upon the only name of the Son of God. It pleased God to smite him. It pleased God to bruise him. Listen, who did he bruise him for? For you and I, brother. For all mankind. His stripes that was laid upon him that caused the flesh to come and the blood come out of his back and out of his side. Listen, and all the beatings that he had, it was for you and I, brother. The crown of thorns that was placed on his head, it was for you and me, brother. Listen, the day he came in the volume of the book, it was written of him down an old rugged cross, brother. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to pay the penalty. They had to be a sacrifice for sin. Yes, and listen today, and the search in heaven and earth and beneath the earth, and there was none found worthy. Only this Lamb of God was able to come and take the book and to open up this grace covenant for you and I, that you and I could have eternal life, and that life is in his Son today. Bless that life, brother, and that light that lightens every man that comes into the world, brother. I'm glad that light searched me out. I'm glad that light brought me. It led me about in strange places, brother. I never walked this way before. No wonder the writer said, the Lord found me in a waste house and wilderness. That's where you're at today, people. It's a wilderness land of sin. It's a place you don't know the way you're going. You don't understand sometime. But I want to tell you today, you can be like that old writer of old. The Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. He picked my feet out of the mire and the clay. He set them on a rung. Established my golden. He put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto his name. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. Listen today, if you don't ever fear God, what is the fear of God? The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and depart from evil's understanding. If you don't ever come to the place that you're afraid of dying and going down to a devil's hell, you'll never do nothing about it. Oh, brethren, I remember the day that the Lord showed me the hellfire. Brethren, I was going to, brethren, listen. But most of all, Brother Terry, I remember the day that He delivered me out on that pal. Took me out of the fire, brother. He said, pulling me out of the fire, the writer said. He said, and one scripture said that I escaped by the skin of my teeth. Listen today, how close was you to death, and the Lord delivered you. How close to hell was you? Listen today, brother. It's a serious thing this morning. We're not just talking about a place that you go laundry loaf to. It's a place of torment. It's a place, he said, where the worm will die not, and the fire will never be quenched, and the smoke of your torment will ascend up forever and forever. Oh, this is the second death. I'm the blessed and holy. It's He that hath part in the first resurrection. On Sunday, the second death have no power. Who is the first resurrection? Jesus was the first resurrection. And then after Him, those that follow after Him will have a resurrection. And if you have part in the first resurrection, you won't have to worry about the lake of fire, because you've been sealed until the day of redemption, brother. How long are you sealed for?
Forever, eternity.
The Holy Spirit, brother, when it seals a man, there's no man can add to it. There's no man can take away from it. God's got you hedged in. Listen today. With salvation, He said, listen, as the hills and the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord around and about His people, henceforth and forever, and forever and forever. Where is the end of God's mercy, brethren? To him that believe, brethren, there is no end of God's mercy. But those that fail to believe, the wrath of God abideth upon the children of disobedience, brother. And in that day when He returns, His wrath's going to be poured out without mixture. Listen today, and you that fail to repent is going to suffer the vengeance of God. God's vengeance is great, brethren. Who can stand before this holy God? Only them that's got clean hands today. Only them that's been down to the banquet house and the banner over them's been love. Only them that's had the new birth in Christ. Got the white robe upon them today. I give unto them a white robe. I'll give them a white stone. And in that stone a new name, which no man knows save he that receives it. Do you know anything about it? He said he that received it would know. If you don't know, you better be a praying. If you don't have no knowledge of what you went through and the experience of the Spirit, He said, my Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that ye are the children of God. That's how you're going to know that you receive salvation. The lovely being of God will come into your heart and lift you up, and your cup will run over, and you'll feel the power of the living God, and the burdens will go away. A sorrow and sighing, He said, it's just for a night, brother. A joy is going to come in the morning. I'm waiting for the morning time to come when they have an eternal day. Here we have no abiding city, but in Him we have a great city, brethren. Listen, prepared. Listen, He is the foundation of that city. Brethren, it's set upon Him. He told Peter, Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. hope, brother, and I. And they come to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as did, gave he them power to become the sons of God. I want you to know he's given you power today to become the son of God. If you will believe in thine heart and confess with thy mouth, thou shalt be saved. Well, how do I do that? All through prayer and supplication, through humbling yourself down under the mighty hand of God. Seek his face, brother, with all your heart, people. And God will direct your path, and he'll lead you about in ways that are strange sometimes. You'll thank God, why do you want me to do this or that? But God's got a way the world don't know nothing about. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gain that leads to life everlasting, and few there be's going to find it. You are to feel, to be the blessed of all men, to be one of the few in the number that's going to enter in at the straight gate. If you've been born again, you've done entered in. But if you want to enter in, Jesus is God. I have the arms open today. He's standing at your heart's door and he's a knocking. Won't you let me come in? I and my Father will come into you, and we'll take up our abode within you, and we'll go no more out. If you will open up your heart and your mind and your soul, and Jesus say, here am I, Lord. What will you have me to do? Brethren, what will he have you to do? Believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and go in and out and find pasture. But there's a way to believe. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. How do you believe today? You got to believe in the only name that is able, that was given unto man, whereby man can be saved, that through and by the name of Jesus Christ. He was given a name far above the angel, brother. Listen today, and that name is Jesus, and that rock is Jesus, that way is Jesus, that sacrifice is Jesus. It was made for you and I, brother. And there is no other way. No other name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. Except through and by Jesus, brethren, today. I can't preach enough about Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And whosoever will come unto him. Deny yourself. Pick up the cross and follow Jesus today. There's life in the Lamb today, brethren. And without the Lamb, brethren, we ought to went down to the world of the lost. This world is filled with ungodliness. This world is filled with darkness. Darker and darker is the clouds hanging over. Abraham of old saw a smoking furnace, and the darkness, brethren, when Sodom was going to be burned. Listen today, and down in Sodom's land, the angels and the Lord talked to Abraham and said, shall I hide this thing from my servant, whom shall be heir of all things? And he opened up his eyes and showed him what he was going to do to Sodom and Gomorrah. Here is the love of a man. He said, God, prevent you, God, will the God of all the earth do evil? He said, God, if they be 50 righteous down there, will you spare the city for 50 righteous? Yeah, Abraham, I'll spare them for 50. Oh, be not angry, Lord. Prevent you, they be 40 down there. I'll spare it for 40, saying, and it come down, brother, down to just 10. God, be not angry with me, Lord. If they be 10 in that city, will you spare it for 10, saying, yeah, I'll spare it for 10, saying, but you know there wasn't 10 righteous in the whole city. Just Sodom, listen, just Lot and his daughters. brothers and his wife. And she looked back, brother, and turned to a pillar of salt. I look in this world that we live in. How many righteous truly been born again? I declare today the works of man is made manifest. He said them no murderer, adulterer, fornicator, or liar. Listen to 16 works of the flesh, and they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. God is not mocked whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Don't you never doubt the day God's going to have the last say. God's going to say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. But he's going to turn to them on the left hand, and he's going to say unto the gold, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew ye. He didn't once know them, and then cast them off, brethren. No, he said, I never knew you in a pardon remission of your sin. For if God knows you in a pardon remission of your sin, you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall also appear with Him in glory. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm like the old writer said, hide me away in the grave, oh God. Set me a time. Call my name, and I'll answer Thee all the days of my appointed time. I'll wait for my change to come. And when it comes, I'm going to be satisfied. I'm not satisfied here.
No.
Writer said, we're just pilgrims. We're just strangers here in this barren land. Do you have your troubles in life? Well, I'm going to tell you what the writer says. A man born of a woman is a few days, and he's full of troubles. He come forth like the flyer, and he's cut down. He fleeth like the shadow and continue not. Listen, the man, days of man is few upon the earth. The silver cord's going to be broke. I'm going to be loose. And the brand of bowls going to be broken at the cistern. Then shall the body, the dust shall return unto the dung from which it come from. Then shall the soul go to its long home. Where's your soul's long home going to be? I'm going to tell you there's only one or the other place you'll be. One is called heaven and the other is called hell. And it's your choice today. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether it be God or whether it be the devil. Choose life and live. If you don't choose life, you'll die. Die, never die. There'll be no end to that. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But I declare He loves you this morning. He created the heavens and the earth. And He said that not one sparrow fall except your heavenly Father take notice of it. How much greater are ye than many in the sparrows of the field. God loves the creation of His hand. He said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth shall die. So the day, it's up to you, friend, what you'll do with Jesus. He'll not make you serve Him, but He's beckoning unto you. The grace of God that bringeth salvation. Have the Spirit unto all men. It'll teach us the denying ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly righteous right here in this present world. I'm going to tell you, when you've been born again, you're a new creature in Jesus Christ. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new. Paul said that you're crucified with Him. That you can't do the things that you once done with the affections thereof. Brother, we're crucified. That's the reason we are a new creature in Christ. And if you see a man that's still doing the things that he done when he's in the world, in the 5th chapter book of Galatians, they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. Please, people, if you sow unto the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow unto the Spirit, You shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Surely you want to go to heaven, people. Surely the devil's got nothing out there that can entice your mind and your heart to the place that you want to trade that for eternal life with Jesus. He said, seek the Lord in the days of thy youth while the evil days draw not nigh. Or the years will come when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. When you get old and you don't know the Lord, it'd been better if you'd never been born if you die and don't know Jesus. It'd be better if you'd have said in the night when a child was born that your mother would have been your grave. It would have been better for you because then would you have been at rest. Then would you have been at rest. I told, get you into the song, brother. I told Brother John, as Ethan was standing here shaking his little hands, I said, well, how'd you like to be as safe as he is? Huh? Well, you are that safe, but the natural man, the warfare that you have, won't let you have that kind of peace because he's all time a fighting you. Warfare in between the inward and the outward man. He's fighting you, but that child, he has no problem. He has no worries about it.
No.
Where to whom God impute not sin, brother, he's perfect in Christ. Somebody said, well, the only reason he'll be there because of the grace of God. Well, now, brother, if he never was saved, if he never was lost, he don't need to be saved, does he? Huh? He don't need to be saved because he's perfect. Sing, brother. And while these brethren sang, if there's one feels that God has forgave them, and they want to...